From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. For a third day, Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
In response to President Trump's move to move the U.S. embassy, Palestinian Authority Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki told journalists that the U.S. decision to move its embassy to Jerusalem was illegal and urged Arab foreign ministers to advocate for their ambassadors to the U.N. to propose a resolution at the Security Council asking the U.S. to reverse its decision. He also declared that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas will not meet with Vice President Pence when he arrives in the Middle East on December 19th.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the three-year-old war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who were displaced. This is VOA News.